This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show. And today in the studio, or this evening even, I've got the RH Experience with me.
Hello.
Hello. Hey,
it's Connor and Luke.
Hey.
It is indeed.
Which one is which for people to recognise the voices?
I think I'm Luke.
And I know I'm Connor.
It's good to have some certainty.
I'm the ill-sounding one. I'm going to try and not sniff for the next two hours.
Well, I'm a bit ill too. I don't know why I'm drinking beer even though...
Oh, I'm at peak physical fitness.
That's good for you. I did a pre-record of the show for next week earlier this afternoon, and I had 2 hours in between. And in those 2 hours, I decided to go all the way home, nap for 20 minutes, and then come all the way back.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, I feel great.
Definitely.
I feel so much better than I did, so...
Amazing. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, thank you.
This is exciting.
Thanks for being here. Who are you guys then, for the dear listeners?
Oh, we ask ourselves that every day.
Every day.
We'll wake up and say, who are we?
After every nap. after you, mate.
we are mates. That's what we are first and foremost. Yeah. We're a bunch of mates. We're an improv comedy group. That's it, really.
And sketch. We dabble in lots of things.
We dabble in sketch. We dabble in comedy. We dabble in
beauty range.
Nando's every week.
Good shout. Is that a tradition?
Yeah, it's like our admin tradition. We go to Nando's, chat about business, and then we go to the pub.
I love that. Yeah. We actually had to stop going to Nando's, though, because our show is improvised and a lot of stuff comes out of your subconscious. We'd go to a Nando's and then do a show, and it would be about Nando's.
All the time.
So
you've got to mix up the repertoire of the restaurants that you're going to.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we're going to try Wagamama next.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a great one.
That's controversial, though.
We'll talk about that later.
Controversial.
No, we're not going to fall out. Had a show, split the group up.
Oh my goodness. Well, do you guys know what you've gotten yourselves into this evening?
Well, I've been told this is like the Archers. It's a very middle class, sophisticated, safe show.
Yeah, that's exactly what I heard too.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Well, you are in safe hands.
Good.
You do not look convinced.
I'm so nervous.
I love this. You're meant to be
we're improvisers.
Professional improviser, exactly.
I have no idea what's about to happen.
And it makes you nervous.
It makes me really sad.
That's adorable. Well, I can tell you about some of the games and segments we've got coming up.
Amazing.
We are going to be doing songs about sex. I believe that you have picked a song.
We have.
About sex.
Sure, yeah.
Connor's picked a song.
Luke's not our song.
What sex?
basically, for the whole show.
You're playing a game called Dirty Talk.
Lovely.
Okay, good.
A bit called Asking for a Friend.
Yes.
Right. Position Impossible.
Oh, that's my favourite sounding so far.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
And then Drunk Advice.
Excellent.
Drunk Advice live. And for the people listening, we are going to be on Facebook Live at the end of the show when we're doing Drunk Advice. So you can go on FUBAR Radio's Facebook page and watch us as well as listen.
What is this magic? Watch me go bright red.
And if you need advice, you can get in touch and send us your advice questions and we will be answering them. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com and we will share with you our wisdom. It'll be great. And also just get in touch and say hello throughout the show because that'll be lovely and wonderful.
Nice,
please tell us how much you like us. We need the validation.
Yeah.
Although, Mum, if you are listening, probably tune out for this one.
Yes.
I don't know if I want my mum listening.
But, Dad, if you are listening...
Get Mum listening.
Both of you get Mum.
I don't know if my parents would ever listen to the show.
Really?
They kind of, just... Every now and then, to check I'm alive and what I'm up to, we'll go on my Twitter.
Yeah. My mum used to do that, and now she's joined Twitter, and she's basically the RH's app replies on Twitter. All of them are her. She calls me up regularly and tells me what YouTube comments are, because I do presenting for various channels, and I often get comments about me, and she'll call me up and tell me, have you seen that comment about you on this? She's basically my biggest fan, which is very sweet.
My grandma is my biggest fan.
Oh.
She, watches everything.
Oh.
That's
amazing. She's also, this brutally honest woman.
Oh, that's good.
So when I last saw her... was one of my recent videos was an episode of The Hormone Diaries where I talk about period sex.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is why you should have period sex and also how to do it so it's not as messy.
Yeah.
And I see my grandma and she's like, oh, I love everything you do. Wasn't a fan of that last video, though. Wasn't very nice, horrible video. Like, she's just...
Scathing review.
Thanks, Gran.
And it's like, it wasn't for you. Oh. You don't have periods anymore. Like, Miss Menopausal woman. Oh. Like, not even menopausal. She's like way on the other side. But, you know, each to their own. I was like, it's not for you. It's not for you. But still...
Have you ever had your Gran in a video?
No, but there is a chapter in my book, Doing It, out on the 6th of April this year, called Four Generations of Wit and Sex Ed, and I interview my mum, my gran, and my great-grandmother
Amazing.
About their sex
Amazing.
Ed.
That's
and that's
great.
A chapter in the book. Whoa, buy my book, pre-order it now.
That was such a subtle plug. That was fantastic.
There,
that was
thank
great.
You. I'm getting really good at these.
Wait, guys, there was a plug?
There was a plug? You
there
missed
was
it.
A plug. Oh, there's a whole segment after the next song all about... book plugs. You will see. So to initiate new guests on the show, there's a little thing that we do for them.
Okay.
Where we search their name on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, fun.
Oh, okay. That's yeah, cool.
You're so nervous.
So expecting pitches and torches and.
You know what? This is a bit like. I mean, what have you got to hide? You're starting to be so nervous.
I've got nothing to hide. No, I've got nothing to hide.
Are you sure?
Nothing. I don't.
Oh, okay.
No.
I feel like Luke's scared.
Yeah.
No, I'm just terrified
of what I might bring out of him.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
The potential.
I love it. Who wants to go first? I think Luke wants to go first.
Yeah. Okay. What was it? Oh, you put your name in. Right,
yeah,
I see.
So we're going to search Luke in Urban Dictionary.
Oh, right. It tells you what my... Oh, my.
Oh, my God. This is
that
like an
is
essay.
A book.
Oh,
Connor, do you want to read this?
I do. I'd love to. It says, Luke, to create a Luke, start with... am I reading
a recipe?
Start with... Yeah. Get in your kitchen. Start with a base of hysterically funny. Mix in equal parts cute,
I mean,
charming, sexy, and intelligent. Combined with integrity, thoughtfulness, confidence, until a solid foundation forms. For flavour, add a dirty mind to the hysterically funny, but balance it in
what?
By increasing the charm to an almost irresistible quantity.
Whoa.
You should find the resulting mixture as well formed and appealing to the eye. Add maturity, cheekiness, and something indescribably unique to serve.
I mean, this is all true, so this is great.
And then, summary.
Luke is one of the most amazing and unique people you will ever meet. In many ways, he is a great recipe for a person, containing all the right elements in just the right quantities. If you meet a Luke, show him he's special by hiding... things to make him smile wherever you can, even on the internet.
Wonder why people keep hiding things around
me. Wait, but this person has hidden this Urban Dictionary entry
from you. This is the
and then Luke will find it and smile.
Yeah,
I mean, this is amazing. I mean, some of that sounds like my mum has written it, but I mean, that's great.
I also really enjoy the bit under that
says, what the
an unladen European swallow once brought me a funny message. It was from Luke.
I really like this line at the end where it says, if you ever have the opportunity to be friends with a Luke, then take it. You'll be the second luckiest woman in the world. Who's the first luckiest? Yeah.
I mean, we haven't read Connor's entry yet. Yeah. Maybe it's...
it's the same. And then underneath it says,
you'll
brackets
be the first.
And more.
Oh, my God. What do you think of that, Luke?
I am very happy with that. That's flattering. I feel...
I thought that was going to be horrible.
I thought it would be because I don't know.
Now, Hannah.
Are you a 1N?
I'm a 1N.
I'm so
I don't
sorry.
Know. No, it's fine. I just don't know if that's going to make a difference.
Oh, it will.
There we go. Oh, can I read this?
Yeah.
Connor is someone who is the man. Connor invented sombreros.
Yeah.
I like how that's basic. That's it, basically. That's the bulk of it out of the way.
Yeah.
Connor once ate an entire watermelon, including the seeds, then grew an entire watermelon patch in his stomach, which fed 11 families for 6 weeks. If you were to know Connor's true name, your mind would collapse upon itself.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie, I thought it said someone who is a man. So I was quite disappointed at first.
Fake.
Someone who is a man. But that's, I mean, I will take that. I also like that it's written by someone called Cobro97, who could be another Connor Bro. So thanks,
Cobro.
Oh
my God, it is though, isn't
Definitely.
It?
I mean, surely all of these are written by people with that name. Surely that's what you do, right?
No? Well, what we found is that sometimes they're either written by the person with the name, or they're written by that person's like boyfriend, girlfriend, or someone who is majorly crushing on them.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what we think, anyway.
I've got far less likes than Luke.
Oh, but with one N, it's probably less common. Should we see what double N Connor is?
Oh, yeah. Someone who is a man.
Connor.
Connor.
I love that answer.
Mate, you missed out. You should have had two N's in your name.
You know what? It says Connor, person with large penis. And actually, one of the definitions of Connor with one N is small. So.
Oh my god.
Short
this,
straw.
What, in what, like, language? I mean, like Latin?
Whoa, Irish. So
Irish, there we go.
Irish. So, yeah, it can also mean hound lover. So, what I make up for in size.
You make up for an enthusiasm.
Yeah. Wow.
And licking bollocks.
Yeah. And dogging, obviously.
And dogging. Yeah. Wonderful.
I like they put this one in context as well and just went, OMG, look at the size of it. He must be a Connor. Lovely. That's
I love that you pronounce Connor with two N's.
Well, because it's the wrong, because I've known Connor for so long, that's the wrong pronunciation. Apologies to anyone who has that spelling.
It's a typo. Isn't
but
it?
That's Connor. I read that as Connor.
Yeah. I love the Connor. Hashtags as well is hashtag true,
hashtag
big, hashtag funny, hashtag sexual. Hashtag fantastic.
Oh, wow. Would you say those are your hashtags?
Those are my hashtags. I take them with me everywhere.
Put that in your Twitter bio.
Are you ready for this incredible segue?
Yes.
And I know I've like built it up now. Mm. But speaking of hashtag sexual, this is a song called Sexual. Oh my god, that was a great segue.
Yeah.
I love that song so much. Some people have been tweeting us. Rover's Bob says... they've had an idea for a new TV program.
Pitch it.
Yeah.
Two hobos and a cutie. I think that's referring to the picture we posted. And then said, sorry for calling you a hobo, Hannah. I want to know which one of you is the cutie.
I think it's got to be Connor, because I look like I've got a nest on my head at the moment. I look like birds are living in it. So
I went and did my nails, just for the show, so it must be me.
It's absolutely you. And then Courtney has said, best part of every week, Hannah Witten on FUBAR Radio. Thanks, Courtney.
Is that your gran?
Thanks, gran. She's listening. No, I don't even know what she does Wednesday evenings, to be honest. Hopefully not listening.
I mean, that's quite... You probably shouldn't really know exactly what your nan's doing at all times. So I certainly don't, so that's quite good. All nans must have a secret.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I want to talk to you boys about, like, what you are up to with the RH experience. Because I know every month you do a gig at the Miller, which is a pub that... I featured that in my video about my favourite places in London.
It's one of the best places.
It is one of the best places. Their food is spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I did not realise that they had a ping pong table on top. Have you?
Yeah, many a time. I think we introduced the YouTube community to the Miller, didn't we?
We don't want to brag, guys.
We don't want to brag.
That's how I know it. It's through your gigs and then just... It's become
turned into the YouTube pub for
a
while.
It's become like a really easy place for people to be like, party Miller, easy drinks Miller.
So we've been gigging there for like 6 years.
That's a long time.
I mean, we pretty much all had our 18th birthdays there. So we've been going there for a long time.
Because you're all like from London as well, aren't
you? Yeah. Miller used to be my local pub. So we have RH and Friends every month, which is our free show, which is basically just a night that we just. It's basically like we throw a birthday party every month and we just get to hang around with our mates and have a laugh and put on a show and everyone comes along and it's nice.
Yeah, and you have guests, like comedians and other improv groups and that.
So much
fun!
We've started going more variety. We had a YouTube special recently.
On Friday, that was great.
Stephen did magic there, didn't he?
Yeah, it was really great. And Laura as well did some stand-up.
Fun!
So it was really a long one. Made out with half the crowd, which is tradition.
That's his show.
Basically.
The last time I actually saw his show was probably Edinburgh, not last summer because I wasn't there, but the summer before, and there was a lot of climbing over the audience and seducing. And
lots of glitter.
Audience members.
Fantastic.
So we did that on Friday, which was really fun. Every month we just have some pals and we do our show in the second half, which is usually the whole night is like, time to do something new and fun, and so we might try out a brand new show and then never do it again. We did one recently where we took the Twitter account Past Postcards. Mm-hmm. It's quite a famous Twitter account.
It's like
they tweet old postcards with that people have found, like then wherever, like.
It'd be someone in Cornwall have sent a postcard and it read, "Today I touched a jellyfish." And like, we do a bit of improv inspired by
so we took
postcard.
Loads of those.
Yeah, really
fun. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, good fun.
Are you still doing Stuck or is that one like...
No, we stopped that for a bit because we felt like we wanted to move on to something new for a bit. We'll come back to that one day, I think, because we love doing that show so much.
But we're working on a written show. That's our current plan.
What?
Yes, we're working on an actual sketch show. It might not happen in time for this year, but maybe kind of...
As in this Edinburgh?
This Edinburgh, maybe towards the end of the year we might start doing previews of our hour-long first written sketch show.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Very exciting. That's fun.
We're having to learn how to rehearse and remember things.
Yeah, not do improv is hard. It's hard to learn a script.
Got to actually work.
You can have, like, I don't know, moments for the potential of improv around a script.
Yeah, we do have a few moments. And actually, a lot of the sketches have come from 7 years of doing improv and occasionally being like, oh, actually, that one was quite funny. That one was quite
a
good sketch.
Let's try and remember it and write it
down.
So
we've, to Tom's credit, who isn't here today, he often writes down our sketches that all of our scenes that we did in an improv show. So we've been writing up some of those.
Bacon.
Webster.
Oh, how does he remember?
I don't know.
Anything.
It's a big
how
brain
does
in that.
Webster
big hair.
Remember anything?
Oh my god!
But yeah, and also at the moment we've just finished doing a run at Vault Festival, doing a show which is basically.
I've heard about Vault Festival.
Vault Festival is amazing.
Is it still going?
It's
on?
Yeah, it's still going on. Still going on. It's
so it's the Waterloo Vaults.
Yep.
So loads of comedy
under
and
the
stuff.
Railway tunnels. It's amazing. All the little venues are like. Kind of smell a bit damp, but kind of adds to the atmosphere.
It's very much like Edinburgh. It all smells yes. damp. It's in a tunnel. It's really cool, and there's loads
great
of our mates are still running over.
Oh, that's cool. Is that every year? Because I've never heard of it before, and then someone mentioned it to me the other day.
It's fairly new, last few years, but yeah, I think. I don't know how many years it's been running for, but yeah. But we just did a run there of our new show called Scribble, which is where we have an OHP.
Ed.
Yeah, with Ed Stockham.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I love that.
Yeah, and so we have an OHP, and we get suggestions from the audience about
what
like,
about
backgrounds
for the,
in the animation.
Young listeners that don't know what an OHP is.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we often do this, don't we? Yeah. An overhead projector. We used to have them in assemblies, but now everyone has whiteboards.
Yeah, it's like an overhead projector with see-through plastic and
acetate.
Then pens that you write on, and then as you write. Like normal on it goes up on the
make
wall.
One at home with your iPhone torch and some cling film.
My French teacher used one of those all of the time. That's what I associate those things with, my French teacher.
Maybe
who was terrified.
Old. It was in every class. It was in every lesson for me.
My teachers were HPs. I just my students
Sentient.
Or my mates. When I was a kid, I used to play with that. That was my best friend. Was an OHP. My mum and dad are OHPs, and I'm just hopefully my son will be an OHP
so
as
we
well.
Channel that love into a show.
Yeah.
And what does Ed do for listeners?
Ed is an amazing illustrator who I'm sure the YouTube-y sort of crowd who listen will probably know of him. He does loads of illustrations, but he also currently works at the Beano.
Does he?
He does indeed.
That's very cool.
Which is such a great home for him. And that's his role of the show is we'll take suggestions from the audience before the show begins of locations for him to draw, and they'll try and test him, so he'll get like stinky swamp or whatever, and then he'll draw that, and then they come up on the screen behind us, and the first time the audience see them is the first time we see them, and then hilarity ensues.
And then because it's an OHP, he can like add to the drawings as the scene goes. Hilarious.
We had in the last show, we had like there was a big, what was it? It was like a beach. It was like an apocalyptic beach, and there was a massive skull on it. Mm. But then he put another layer in for the jaw, and that skull became a massive talking Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
which made sense if you'd seen the show.
Just about.
It never makes
he's
sense.
Incredible. Yeah. Check out his stuff. He's really great. Yeah. He's a good pal.
And Monday, you are.
We're at Angel Comedy on Monday. We are Angel Comedy is like a long-standing comedy night in London. It's been going forever and ever and ever. It's really great. Loads of the greats have come through, and now we're going to disgrace it. we're playing there on Monday. I'm not quite sure what show we're doing. It might even be Scribble that we just chatted about. We're not too sure, but I think we're doing a nice little slot there at Angel Comedy.
That's how true
Monday.
To improv we are. We just don't know what we're doing until we rock up. We're like, let's do that show.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so I have a little segment here. I've technically like already done, because this segment is called Book Plug or Butt Plug. I've already plugged my book, but doesn't matter, we're going to play this game anyway.
Okay.
So I'm going to say a thing to you, and it's either a book plug for my book or it is a butt plug.
Okay.
And you have to guess what it is. And dear listeners, please, during the next song, tweet in what you think it is, book plug or butt plug, and then after the song I will reveal.
Okay.
So don't shout out your answers just yet. Wait until the song.
Are we competing? Because Luke gets very competitive.
I get very competitive.
Would you like to compete?
Sure, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, okay. Bring it on!
Yes!
okay. Tigniod.
That's
it.
A word.
Okay. That is it. Tigniod.
All right.
Okay, everyone, tweet at Hannah Witten, I guess, or at FUBAR Radio, both of us. Let us know what you think that is, and I will let you know the answer right after this.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
All right, Tignyog. What do you reckon?
Oh.
What do you reckon, boys?
I mean, I thought, first of all, I thought it was one word until I saw how it was.
Thought it was Welsh.
I thought it was Welsh.
Tignyog?
Tignyog. Yeah, I thought it was one word and I would have gone butt plug. I didn't think I'd ever say that sentence.
You would have gone butt plug.
Feeling uncomfortable yet, Luke?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I also thought it was one word until I saw it written down. And then I reckon it could be an anagram, Hannah.
Oh.
I had a little peek, and I think it's an anagram of it doing.
Piece of literature.
Which I think...
Oh, hang on a minute. I've actually just realised what is an anagram of. I am that stupid.
Wait, am I close?
You are so close that I just clocked what it's an anagram of.
I looked really quickly.
This has just proved how stupid I am.
I'm going to read through some people's tweets.
We are.
Oh, but is it an anagram of butt plug?
Oh my God.
Wait, what am I?
I'm going to read some people's tweets.
All right.
Dean Morris has said, that is a book plug. Surely what you said is doing it. And then Shan's like, not much to go on for book plug, but I'm going to go with butt plug this week. Good, just great. Shoot in the dark, just great. Guess, 50-50.
This week.
And Riaz has said, it's a book plug, it is doing it backwards.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I just said doing it
this
backwards.
This show has just proved how stupid we are. This is why we do improv. Don't learn scripts. We don't read scripts. We just
can't read.
Certainly not read them backwards. No, don't give me a script backwards. I won't be able to do it at all.
I love that. Okay, guys, are you ready for crafty. Our first game?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Yes.
So this is Position Impossible.
Position Impossible.
Wow, that is such an awesome urgent.
Can we hear it again?
Great.
Yeah!
Position Impossible.
I love that you have to press a separate button for it. It should come underneath like a kind of nuclear code style glass case
button.
That you have to
see with
just
lasers
like,
on it.
Yeah. Do not touch. In case of emergency only. Okay, so in this game... Oh, I can't have you looking at my piece of paper.
Oh, no,
I
can't see it.
I have got a list of sex positions. Some of them are real, some of them are made up.
Yep.
And you have to guess. It can be a competition as well. I've got a pen so I can keep points.
All right.
And you have to guess whether you think it's real or made up, and then also what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see how long Luke lasts before he just gets so uncomfortable he retreats into the back of his chair and then leaves the room.
I can do it.
You've got this. You're competitive as well, though, so
yes,
you want to win,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
You want to win. Mm-hmm. Okay, first one.
Okay.
Hot lunch.
I reckon that's definitely real. I think that's you know, you've had a curry it's when you're just too tired to have sex, Hannah. I think you have a curry and you get all sleepy, and actually the position is you're both horizontal on the couch just not doing anything. I think that's what that is.
Wow. So you're saying it's not a sex position
or a sex position? I mean, it is, but it depends on your
definition of sex.
Sex, yeah, and how much you love curry. Yeah.
Thoughts, Luke?
I don't know. I'm gonna say. I don't know if it was a sex position. I would say maybe it could be. You know, you might go for hot lunch. You know, you might just go and have sex during your lunch hour, whatever.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, so it's like a certain act rather than like a
position. Yeah, you just like go and have. Connor, do you want some hot lunch?
Thanks, mate. But I actually packed my lunch. So.
Oh, okay. I was asking for sex.
Oh, in that case,
that's how I think that would go.
That's
but
a great interaction.
I'm going to say no because you said yes. I'm going to say no.
Connor is right. It is a sex position.
Does it involve curry?
It does not involve curry. I'll give you some hints, and then you can both try and guess what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It involves kind of a bit of gymnastics / a yoga ish position.
Right.
Looks kind of uncomfy. And it looks like the two people together are in a bit of a ball.
Oh.
Right. Okay. In a ball.
Oh, and it's oral sex.
Yeah.
Well, it's an
lunch,
oral sex.
Lunch
position.
Might imply putting things in your mouth.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Rubbing chili sauce on your willy sauce and then putting it in the mouthy sauce.
Wow.
Close.
Oh.
Any
ideas?
kind of making a weird ball, a yoga ball, a centipede on your own.
Yeah, oh, let's not get into that.
Okay.
Right, no, Not the centipede.
I don't know. Maybe you probably summed it up best.
I mean, I'm just going for it. I don't know.
If you're in a ball, you're just kind of wrapped up together and cozy and
you're gonna get
having a great time.
Aww, this is adorable. Do you want to see a picture?
Yeah. Sure.
Here we go. This is what the hot lunch
is. Oh, that's exactly what I had in mind.
Yeah. Here you go.
Come on, I've got to get the point for that.
So, they are basically
because I can't read your mind, mate.
Oh, that was my head. That was all that was in my brain. My brain got replaced with that image.
So basically, the person who's receiving the oral sex is lying down on their back and then basically puts their legs all the way over their head, kind of like that's the yoga position. And they use their elbows and hands to support their back up.
Right.
And then the other person sits on their toes in between the first person's knees. And then they put their hands around the other person's back to keep them in that position with their mouth in their crotch
and
area.
And makes sure not to fart.
that's advised.
I think I just have a thingy.
You can. Also, if you're doing that yoga position there, you should always make sure to, when you're coming out of that position, make sure to have your hands on your lower back and help yourself back down, because it's a bit of an ab one, isn't it?
Yeah,
and you can seriously injure your back doing that. So do be careful.
Thank you for the advice.
That's right. That's fine.
For those interested, I posted a picture of it on my Snapchat. So you can have a look and see. Number two.
Okay.
The masterpiece.
Wow.
It's having sex with Luke, surely, isn't it?
Oh, dear. The masterpiece.
I went first last time.
Ding's the correct answer.
Having sex with Luke.
Oh, ding. The masterpiece. I mean, maybe this just shows me. I'm just instantly thinking of art.
Yeah.
So why are you having sex with art?
Is it having sex with a piece of art?
No, I'm thinking maybe this is just some sort of... I thought of maybe a lonesome sex position. And you were enjoying yourself in front of some art.
Do you think it's real or not?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I almost want to, because it's a good name.
Aww.
I'm going to say it's not real.
Connor is right. It's not real.
Oh, God. Yeah, I wish it was, though.
Masterpiece.
What would it be if it was real?
I think it's just masturbating in front of a work of art,
just,
isn't it?
Yeah, having sex in front of art.
Yeah.
Visiting the National Gallery.
In the National Portrait.
In the National Gallery after closing hours.
Yeah,
Hannah, if you had to pick any gallery to do that in, which would it be?
Oh, I mean, well, the Tate has got, like, great balconies and, like, looking out over South Bank.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Really good.
I mean,
yes!
Let's go!
Okay.
I'd go all the way to the top of that chimney. All the way to the top. And stand on top of it.
Absolutely. The next one is tiara.
Tiara. Wow. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think this one might be real. And I reckon, I mean, is it when you wear your sexual partner as a hat?
I'd like to agree with that. You just sit on them.
Yeah, you just sit on them. You just kind of do that, really.
Yeah, I like that.
So I think we're both going with real and sit on them, Hannah. Final answer.
It is real.
Yeah.
It is real, so you both get a point for that. There is sitting involved. One person is sitting and another person is lying down.
It's quite lazy, isn't it?
I'm just trying to understand this one myself.
Oh, okay.
I think it is meant to involve penetration, but I'm looking at that picture and I'm like, I don't understand how it's getting in at that angle.
Right. Mm. Oh dear.
Luke looks so worried.
We're not going to try it out, Luke. It's
no,
fine.
Okay,
don't
good,
worry.
Good.
Don't worry.
Can we see the picture, Anna? That might. Oh,
you got to try and guess what it is.
What it is? Yeah. No, we said. Okay, so we know it's sitting.
One person sitting, one person lying. The person who's penetrating is lying down.
Is lying down.
How is that happening? How is that? It's very confusing.
I know.
I'm so stumped, Hannah.
I would think it would involve the head somehow.
Oh, I get it. No, I get it now.
Oh, Hannah's got it.
I've got it. Ding, 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 ding.
Yep. Okay.
Penny dropped.
So we were going with somebody sat on somebody, which was half there.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, it's kind of like reverse cowgirl, but the, but the, like the person receiving, their legs are straight and closed.
Right.
Right. Why is that called tiara, though?
I don't really know, to be honest. Are they in the shape of a tiara? I don't know. Here, this is what it looks
I've
like.
I've never worn a tiara, okay, which means I probably have a little
picture.
But,
okay.
Maybe it's just because...
They've got no faces, Anna.
That's quite
terrifying. That is really scary.
Yeah.
Look.
It looks hot, but also really scary.
It's quite scary.
They're just images. Yeah.
They're just images.
Yeah, I'm not,
I mean, they are now in my head forever.
Other than the fact they're probably in the shape of the word, the letter T. I don't know how that...
Oh, Luke's cracked it.
I don't know how that...
Oh, yeah, they are in the letter T.
Tiara. That is odd.
I'll take it.
Well, they look like they're having fun. So
the thing that I didn't get about it is because basically the person with the penis is lying down with their legs apart, like the knees slightly bent. And then the person who's being penetrated is sat in between their legs, facing the other direction, so they're facing away from them, with their legs straight out in front of them. And then I was like, how is the dick getting in at this angle? But the idea is that the person with the penis is, like, holding onto their hips or waist, and so they're, like, basically putting them down on it and pulling them
off. Like just you like, would put a tiara on.
Oh my god! Do you reckon that's it? Just
there
like
we
I mean,
go.
There's no tiaras in shop.
There's
there just outside of shop.
Maybe that's it. Maybe you must wear a tiara when you do this.
Yeah,
that's the secret to it.
Right.
Wow. God.
I mean, I wear a tiara for all of my positions. So
really, all of them
for all
tiaras.
Of them, it doesn't narrow it down at all.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Always.
Stone knot.
Stone knot.
Mm-hmm. Stone knot.
Oh, knot as in, I was thinking...
Is that with a K?
Oh, it's a K.
K.
Yeah.
Stone
K.
knot. Oh, blimey, that sounds painful. me. Stone knot. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I don't think that is a position.
Connor?
I'm going to say yes.
Luke is correct.
Oh. Yeah, finally.
It is made up. Oh. I was, as soon as you said that sounds painful, I immediately started thinking of kidney stones. And I was like, no, that's not sexy.
No.
I thought of two builders covering themselves in cement and then just it getting entangled and then living like that forever.
Sounds
I thought it was
great.
Quite a romantic one.
But that's lovely. Stone. Oh, I might. Quick one for a quicker stone knot.
Oh, yeah. Or just before lunch. Just before a hot lunch.
Hot lunch.
Oh my god. Oh, now I'm just imagining. Yeah, never mind.
Okay.
Shepherd's crook.
Oh my. Wow.
That is definitely real. That is so real.
Ooh.
And it involves sheep.
I want it to not be real, but I think Connor's right.
You both think it's real?
I think no, but I I'm saying
what
no.
What is your answer?
I'm saying no. It's not.
You are correct. It is,
really?
It is made up.
Oh.
This means that you are currently drawing and it's the final one.
Yes. I just threw away the lead, didn't I?
You
just
did.
Like
you
30 just seconds.
Just gone.
Just like
you
that.
Were
gone.
Right. Poof. Up there and just got tense. Luke is making a comeback.
This just got tense.
Okay, the final one.
This needs like a heartbeat.
Is there
it?
A prize? Tiara.
Bragging rights?
Great. I'm in.
The ballerina.
I mean, it's real.
I mean, I want to say it's real too.
It's real.
But if we both say...
Then if you're both right or you're both wrong...
Yeah.
We have to do the position.
Are you both saying it's real?
Ballerina sounds... Yeah.
Okay. You are both right.
Okay.
But right, one of you can still win if you correctly guess what the position is.
And then
is.
Maybe you could judge who's the closest.
Uh-huh,
sure.
Well, it's obviously on tippy toes. It's obviously just on tippy toes, arms out. Maybe could you often see that one behind? So maybe one person behind, penetrating from behind on tippy toes. Easy, out the park.
Okay, Luke, what's your thoughts on the ballerina?
And there's a big mirror. There's a huge mirror lining.
I definitely just snorted out my nose. Just like, and there's a big mirror.
Oh,
and a bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it costs
£6
an hour.
And there's a woman there telling you you're not good enough.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be... Okay. You're going all out. I'm going to go all out.
I'm one to the two. Yeah.
I'm going to go all out. So I think somebody's got to be lying down. And then the other person... I reckon somehow the other person is fully supported by the other person. Like, they're not touching the floor. The other person's got to be holding them up. So maybe they're doing the thing, but then being held up. And it has to be on the stage of the Palladium.
With a mirror.
I think I'm going to have to give that to Connor.
Oh.
He was the closest because it involves standing up. Oh. Both people are standing. This is what it is like.
Wow, that looks like it's in front of a mirror. She's leaning on a mirror. What?
So
that's going to get smudged, like.
Yeah.
Get off the mirror.
So this one is also penetration, and basically both people are standing. There is a wall. Mm. The person being penetrated is using the wall as support. Mm. They have one leg on the ground and one leg up in the air, which is being held by the other person whilst they put their dick in her.
Yeah.
Or them. He doesn't.
Could be done on the stage at the
Palladium.
Could be done at stage at the Palladium. Connor wins. I'm going to post this one on Snapchat.
Oh dear, he win this round.
I can't wait to get that tiara. My hands on that tiara. That's good.
I have to have a hot lunch.
And the first thing I'm going to do in my tiara is I'm going to go and have a masterpiece. That's what I'm going to go and do that.
Oh my goodness.
Tate Modern, I'm coming for you.
Well,
I'm literally coming for you,
Tate Modern. I've learned something today.
Good.
Thank you, Hannah.
Oh, good. And I feel like we might learn some more right after this song.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Steve, stop. Stop with the drum. Step away.
My heart is like a gig.
Step away from the drum.
That's amazing.
Keep going.
There were so many trick endings in that song. You're just like, wee, grabbing.
This is it.
My heart has never beat so fast. Every moment, are we back on it? I can't tell.
Deuce. Oh my goodness. Mike Fratacrat, who was actually on the show recently, said, have fun, lovely two-thirds man. Of the RH experience.
Thank you, one half of the Fratacrat.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So in this part of the show, it's called Asking for a Friend, and we like to talk about taboo topics here, things that are a bit maybe to talk about and ask about. And I usually like to get some insight from guests on whatever that is like.
We've got loads.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I really wanted to chat to you guys about what it's like being a straight white male comedian.
Right.
Is that hard?
That's quite, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't get talked about often.
Mm.
I feel like we're very underrepresented. I'd like to get my soapbox out. I'm sure we can talk about that. Yeah, happily.
I don't really have any specific questions other than what's that like.
It's obviously one of the hardest things ever to be. It's really hard.
How do you feel about all of these women trying to be funny?
I mean, we all know that women aren't funny, Hannah. We know this. It's, you know, it's, yeah, Luke's fuming. I tell you what, we are very fortunate in that, obviously, we can't speak on this because we are straight women.
Yeah,
we are so fortunate that in the improv world, there are so many funny women who are getting, or it feels like, you know, there's a very equal thing. When you're on stage, or I personally have never had, I'm obviously not a woman, so I can't speak for women in comedy. Neither is Luke. But it does feel like...
I can speak for Luke.
But it does feel like we're very fortunate in that I know loads of funny women, obviously. And when we're on stage together, they'll play men, they'll play women, we'll play men or women.
That's interesting.
And there's none of that sort of, you know, it's brilliant. It's really great. But what I do dislike is very much like the comeback of Whose Line Is It Anyway is obviously... When you talk about improv with people, they immediately compare us to Whose Line. They say, oh, that's often most people's kind of reference point. And that came back, and of course it was lovely to see the same white old men back that we loved back then. But also, we know loads of really funny women and anyone who
did that. I hadn't actually watched the new one. Was it just a one-off, or was it like, is it
no, it's a new
like,
series it's
but
continuing.
It's like the same white men,
yeah, so it's Colin Mockery.
Well, I'm talking, I guess actually I was talking specifically about the live show, which was Colin Mockery and you know, lots of amazing, very funny comedians.
Do they have guests though, to like spice it up a bit?
I mean the American one is, it does, it feels very more, you know, well represented. But I think obviously it's horrible how underrepresented. But I guess I like to think that I know a lot of people who are trying to change that. So hopefully, but you've done comedy, so you've done improv.
I dabbled, dipped my toe in.
You did some improv, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, so really, we should be talking to you about it. That's where
I know, but I don't really know much about the world of it. And like, you know, I did a course. I don't like. I don't know, it was when I first moved to London, so it was like 2 years ago maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I loved it, but I just don't have like the time to commit to something weekly.
Yeah. Mm.
But one of my friends, Kirsty, who maybe you've met, I know she's done some improv comedy stuff with Dan, who's another RH person.
Yeah.
But she's like gotten herself like properly into like the London comedy improv scene and like goes to loads of shows, and it's really cool seeing that like through her. And I like to go to a lot of shows. I've got tickets to Ostentatious.
Amazing. Nice. Loads of really strong women in there.
Yes. Yeah, Carrie Ad Lloyd is just like kind of my hero.
I mean, yeah, like two of my favorite improvisers outright, like when we first started, who we met, have actually gone on to be amazingly successful female comedians, which are Carrie Ad Lloyd and Louisa Emelian, who are at the moment just like turning into household names, which is
because Louisa's What Would Beyonce Do is on BBC Three now.
Go away, Louisa. Yeah. Just get out of my face.
Yeah, you can like watch her live show. I haven't seen Am I Right, Ladies yet, but I saw What Would Beyonce Do when she did her like Valentine's Day special show last year.
Yeah.
And Louisa was a guest on my Girl on Girl show.
Of course, yeah,
a year ago.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are two of my favourite improvisers. I think, I mean, we've met some amazing people. You made a really good point about how, when we are on stage, with improv, that is a really nice thing. There's no walk on and, you know, we're instantly...
It's so easy to say it from a white male perspective, but it feels like improv is so genderless in that you can come on stage and play a chair. Or you could play a woman, or a man, or a dog, or like or a pot of hummus. There's literally no kind of anything to it. I don't know.
Do you almost feel though that I don't know how true this is, but this is kind of like a theory that I just made up just now, which is that being like a white man, when you're doing improv, a white man is kind of like the ultimate blank canvas in order to play loads of different characters or chairs on top of. Whereas, like, if you are an ethnic minority or if you're a woman, you already, like, have that that's, like, people in the audience might have, like, preconceived notions
about. I mean, that's up to the conception of the audience, surely. Yeah. So you're not going to go on and... Yeah, I mean, you go on, and if the audience see you as a white male, that's the audience's conception. But, you know, for some scenes and for some shows that we do, you know, the character that we come on, if they're unnamed or anything, they could be... Yeah.
I really
anything.
Hope not. One of my favourite improvisers happens to be a woman, Maria Peters. She's incredible. She teaches for Hoopla, who used to teach us and might have done some stuff with.
Does she do singing stuff? Does she do musical stuff? I've been taught by her.
Maria.
But basically, whenever you're on stage with her, or I find, you don't know what's going to happen. You're one step behind the whole time, and you don't know... If you really don't know what she's going to be or what she's going to play, or I really don't think it matters. And I really hope that the improv world, compared to say the stand up world, which we obviously see a little bit of, I really hope to be standard corrected. But I think the improv world is so much better represented for all races and genders, and I really hope so. But obviously,
it's also less mainstream. Like, you don't see as much improv, other than like Whose Line Is It Anyway, on like TV, and
which is
like
why
that.
I think it was a shame that it wasn't so mixed up. But as I'm part of around so many pals who are doing improv, and it's such a lovely scene, it's such a welcoming scene. So if you are a woman. Do come and do improv, because it's so fun.
Amazing. And not even like if comedy's something you want to get into, because it will just don't like businesses and like corporate companies. They do like improv workshops as like team building everything.
So many improvisers we know like do so well out of that, don't they? They do all these corporate gigs, going around to big companies and teaching them how to improvise. Because improv, and I never want to sound too scary or too culty, but like improv is a really good way of living your life. Like just to actually treat every conversation and every situation with the techniques that you learn in improv, which is basically don't block. Like, you know, if somebody tells you something, don't just be like no, you know, or close that off, because in an improv scene you don't do that.
I think it's great in that, for me, the first rule is there are no rules, and then the second rule is yes and.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like it's that yes man, yes and mentality.
Yeah.
But also, you know, just assess.
Good.
I think it's great.
And also, if you just like go, there's loads of like drop-in improv classes that people can do, and it's just fun to just like play and be a big kid.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But also I think I also think actually that there is this thing I can't stand personally talking about improv. In that we're making stuff up all the time. We are improvising right now, and it's become this weird thing where we get kind of labelled as an improv group and as improvisers. And I'd much rather just be labelled as we do comedy, because everyone makes Moan is an improviser and he's a clown, you know. You see stand-ups riffing, they're improvising. Then are they suddenly? I just think we so happen to be mates who love making stuff up, and we've been doing it for so long now.
Yeah, exactly.
We fall into this
gap.
So.
And everyone ends up having their own different kind of improv, don't they? Yeah. Like everyone has different styles and
just make stuff up, people. Just make art. Yeah. Just make more.
Also, on that, because you said there are some workshops in London.
Oh yeah.
We're running workshops very soon for the first time ever.
Cool.
So if you did want to try improv, I think in April
we're going to be taught by these boys.
We're about to launch our own sort of kind of how we do improv, which is just to be silly and have fun. And I feel like there are very different school of thoughts with improv, and you know, certain ones are very much about theatre and the theatre improv. We're just about kind of how to have fun and have the most ridiculous fun.
And
on
there's
stage.
A show at the end of it.
Yeah, so you get to do a show.
RH and Friends.
Oh, cool! Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Next up, we're going to be playing songs about sex. Connor, would you like to introduce the song about sex that you have chosen?
I would love to. I have chosen it for me and for Luke, because it's the one that we listen to when we do it. It is D'Angelo's How Does It Feel?
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
What the hell was that?
What do you mean, what the hell was that?
I'm feeling chilled now.
Chilled. Yeah. That's the opposite of what we want, isn't it, really?
So, Connor, you said that this song is actually, the real version is 7 minutes
it's
long.
There, yeah, I think it's thereabouts. But, I mean, the whole album is basically that song for an hour.
Wow.
It doesn't really deviate from that.
Yeah.
But it's doing, it's doing what it says on the tin.
Shall we have a look at these lyrics?
Let's definitely have a look
so
at
the
lyrics.
So how does it feel?
I mean, well, most of this says how does it feel.
I think that's what's nice, is he's definitely checking in. You know, it's very consensual. He's definitely checking in a lot.
I get to the end of the song and I'm like, well, what's the answer?
Yeah. Oh.
How does it feel? Like, what did they say?
Yeah. So maybe he actually spends 7 minutes busking and never gets an answer.
Aren't they unconscious?
Yeah. Yeah, he's bored them to death, actually. He's done so much talking that very little sex has actually happened. Oh. That's assuming it's about sex. We don't know it's actually about sex. He could be, he could have a brand new puppy and he could be asking his friend, how does the dog's coat feel, or whatever. He could be just, how does it feel outside right now? Do I need a coat?
You're like, is it about sex? And I was just reading through the lyrics.
Well,
and
I thought we'd get to that. I thought we'd,
Yeah, there is one line that I'm like, yep, this is about sex. Yeah.
Is it the third from last line?
It is,
No. Is it the in between your thighs?
It's the,
where's that?
I'd love to make you wet in between your thighs, because I love when it comes inside you.
Wow. You
I get so excited when I'm around you.
I missed that bit.
Yeah.
That's you. I like the fact that it's spelled you.
Yeah. You. Oh, yeah. It's like whoever, whatever website these lyrics are from, it's you. Capital U.
Capital U.
That it's just the letter U.
He is filthier in other songs, I should say.
Wow.
So he's holding back here.
I'd love to know at the end. At the end, he's asking her to close the door. well, girl, I have something I want to show you.
Well, maybe in the seven-minute version, we'd find out.
Also, he does go on to say, I want to take the walls down with you, which, I mean, this song could be about DIY.
Well, I was going to say it could be about the ballerina.
I want to
put some mirrors up.
Yeah,
I want to take the walls down and put some mirrors up.
How does it feel in front of these mirrors?
I love it. That's the dirtiest bit in it. I wonder if it gets dirtier. I kind of want to get up the lyrics for.
I mean, I'm gonna take a punt here and just guess that it's just an addition of how does it feel for another
three verses.
I just want to see if the other lyrics are dirtier.
Pop straight up.
They're right there.
That is also an album cover I've never seen.
That is all the lyrics.
That's all the lyrics we get on. Is it this? No, it's this one.
Yeah, it's that one. It's D'Angelo. There he is.
No, that's it.
So
that's
it's just extended.
Then
I think
what?
That, I think there
what
may be.
What happens for the rest of the song?
Well, I can't quite remember. I feel like there might be a little bit of a solo in terms of there might be a sax or a guitar solo. I can't remember. It's been a little while since I've played it. But also, a lot of the time when I'm playing it, I'm not paying too much attention to the words.
How often do you listen to this song?
I actually was listening to this while I was working today. I say working with an O and an R, not an A and an N. So I listen to this album a lot. It's very good.
Sorry, well, I'm getting very distracted by the website that you're currently on, Hannah. Like, on the
What website did I click on?
We can see the screen that Hannah's looking at, and there's two like sort of reviews of the song on the side.
Oh my god, what do the reviews say?
It's good. Why does the song abruptly stop out of nowhere?
I've
always wondered the same thing myself, but it really bugs you. There are services online that can help you fade out the end of the song the way radio usually might.
I love that. That's really they've listened to this song, and that's what's bugged them the most.
Well, there is a 7-minute version somewhere, so.
Wow.
You can find it.
Find it somewhere. Hold on, let's find it.
Intensity in his lushly multi-tracked vocal performance. God, I mean, sounds like she's having her own experience.
I'm just Googling, how does it feel 7 minutes?
How does it feel for 7 minutes?
That's never a good thing to put into Google.
Minutes before death. I mean, if you just got on the album, that's all you need.
Extended version.
Maybe it's the album.
That's
version.
What it is. I think he just adds a little solo in there. I think that's all there is to it.
It's a journal of musical things, top 10 songs over 7 minutes long.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
In line with Stairway to Heaven by Zeppelin, which I don't know, is probably not the sexiest of tunes.
Maybe not. Good.
That was good. I will be listening to that when
there's nothing much to say. There's not many of the lyrics except to how does it feel.
I'm sorry. Did I do? Badly,
no. This is
Hannah?
Great. This is great. Oh, I want to know
next time.
The other thing is why did you pick this song? Have you had sex to this song? Do you want to have sex to this song?
Have we had sex to this song? We have.
I have. And we all will at the end of the show. Yes, I probably have. I don't know.
Is it just on a playlist?
It's on a playlist called. It's on a playlist.
In the mood.
Called Not Safe for Work, actually. I've heard someone have sex to this song.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you hear how it felt?
I've heard a neighbour have. Yeah, it felt great.
Did you end?
Were they listening to the song and having sex, or were you listening to the song and they were having sex?
They were listening to post. After I had listened to the song having sex, I think they may have been listening to me and then copied me. Just saying, maybe a
I've done that before.
But I don't think I'm the first person to ever have sex to this song.
No,
I don't think. But
been done before.
Probably. I mean, it's not the most subtle of choices, I think some would say.
It's not very nuanced.
It's not, is it? It's not.
Oh my god, amazing. So it was Valentine's Day yesterday, wasn't it? Speaking of sex and love and
It was. Yeah.
And all of
that's
that.
That's the first
good
time
stuff.
I heard this song.
Didn't get you a card, Connor, sorry.
Well, speaking of cards, we've got cards for each other now. This will be the last week we're doing this because why would we read out Valentine's Day cards when it's not Valentine's Day? Did you guys have a good Valentine's Day?
I listened to D'Angelo on repeat.
All day.
I feel like
long.
I know what I'm going to be doing for my Valentine's Day 2018.
The masterpiece. Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready, boys?
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
Oh, well, what's happening? What's happening?
Are we just reading
them out?
I'll go first.
All right.
I just want you to be happy. And maybe naked. No. Definitely naked.
My love for you burns stronger than my urinary tract infection. You're right, Luke.
My urinary tract infection.
I'll do that again.
Sorry.
I'll do it in a deeper voice.
Okay.
My love for you burns stronger than my urinary tract infection. Infection.
Amazing.
I licked it, so it's mine.
Cadbury's.
Well, I want to know what you licked. This one, I feel like I just need to describe, because it says smile, and then it's been... Oh, wait, no, that's you scribbling. That's Abby scribbling out. Not. I thought it was, like, in the thing. Okay. I'm going to read it now.
Okay.
Wait, do you have to do it smiling?
Do I have to smile?
I don't know.
I'm not going to smile. This is very serious.
Sorry.
This is a long card. It's very odd. Who's Abby? I don't know. This is a very odd card.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. My privates feel funny when I think of you.
Oh.
Not because I have an STD.
That's quite cute, that one.
Oh,
was there a bracket at the end?
No, that was just me.
Oh, okay. That was just you, just clarifying. Hey, girl. I added the hey, girl. Is that right?
That's fine.
Hey, girl. Or boy. Or... dog or
pot of hummus. I'd let you see my browser history.
Oh, wow. That's really loving, and that shows that you trust them.
Yeah.
Except yours is mainly vinyl, like, searches.
It's mainly jazz LPs.
Dirty in there, isn't it? Yeah, exactly, yeah. 7-minute versions of
D'Angelo.
How do you feel? Sorry.
Oh,
I don't like this one. This is not a good one.
Sorry, it's not good enough for
Abby!
You.
No, sort it out, Abby!
This one is, you are my favourite. Pain in the ass.
Oh, American. He went ass.
Spelled ass. I wouldn't usually say that. It was spelled that way.
Oh, right.
Say it in the English way.
Okay, okay.
Do it in Yorkshire.
You are my favourite. Pain in the arse.
You're my favourite pain in the arse.
Arse.
It's just like arse.
I don't like that one. That insinuates you call your other half
so
pain
mine.
In the arse.
Mm. Yeah, well, sometimes.
I suppose sometimes.
Depends how long you've been together, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Lovely. That was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, lovely.
That was so good.
I'm
feeling.
I like the browsing history one.
I mean, I don't know how you do this show every week. It's getting hot in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, do you read out Valentine's Day cards every week?
Well, no,
every week in the lead up to Valentine's Day, we've been doing
all these sexy tunes and it's getting really hot.
I know, just need
here.
A breather.
Yeah.
Guys, don't forget to tweet in your questions for Drunk Advice later.
Okay.
We're going to be playing Drunk Advice. I really need to burp, so I'm going to play a song. Is that okay?
That's fine by me.
FUBAR Radio is proud to be an official partner of Stand and Calling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage, Jeff Goddard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless. FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event. FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
That's right!
Woo!
FUBAR Radio is an official partner of Stand and Calling, which is a festival of music and comedy, and you can get your tickets now. It's at the end of July.
Oh, nice.
Go do that. Go do that. Okay. Are you ready for this next game?
Yep.
I'm really excited for this because you guys are playing it, not me.
Okay.
Ooh, are we?
So this is a game called Dare to Talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Where you guys are going to pretend to have phone sex with each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend, you say.
Pretend.
Yeah. Well, you're going to... Yeah. As in, you're not going to...
We can use...
Previous doing anything that would make Luke feel uncomfortable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Many things.
And... what you've got in front of you are three pieces of paper that you can't that have got a word on each, which you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And during your conversation, you'll take it in turns just to, like, in the flow of it, just turn over a piece of paper, and then you have to, whatever the word is on that, bring it into the conversation.
This is an improv game.
Yeah. It's fully an improv game. You've got to, you know, make it super sexy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, with my... nasally voice at the moment because I'm ill.
It's fine. I'm into guys in the mood.
Oh yeah. I'm into nasal stuff.
Okay.
Okay. I've just got my crisps and hummus here, and I'm just going to be watching.
Are we going? Are we starting now?
Okay. Who's going to call who?
Oh, my old phone is ringing. The old handset. I'll just go out to the hallway to pick that up. Hello.
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 Hello. Who's that?
It's Luke.
Oh, sorry, I got the wrong number, mate. You don't do insurance, do you?
No, I don't do insurance.
Oh, right.
I always get that call. Let me just put the phone down, Carl. I call again straight away. I mean, pick the hands. I've got to walk back out to the hallway again. Hello?
Hello? Oh, sorry, I've dialed the wrong number, mate.
You've dialed the same number.
Stop calling this number. No, I'm so sorry.
You call every day.
I do.
Put the handset down. There we go. Okay. That phone is calling again. Hello?
Hello, mate. Look. I'm going to come clean, right?
Right. What is it?
I know this isn't an insurance line, are
you? You've been calling me every day. I'm beginning to think you like the sound of my own voice.
I do like the sound of your own voice. I don't like the sound of anyone else's. I like the sound of your
own voice.
It's really weird. I wanted to tell you I'm in the shower right now.
Right?
Yeah. I'm in the shower. Actually, okay. Every time I call you, I've been in the shower.
Oh, really?
Every day for the past 5 months, I've been in the shower.
Very quiet shower.
Yeah, well, I've got it on silent mode.
It's funny, because actually the fact that you've been calling me every day in the shower started to make me think, because when I'm in the shower, I sing about you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Sing about you.
If I was there right now, would you sing about me? If I was there right now, if we were in the same shower together, would you be singing to me?
I'd be singing to you.
All right. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I thought you would have hung up on me by now, but this is going remarkably well. And that means I'm going to put on my costume. So, here we go. One moment.
I can't even see it. Describe it to me, please.
It's leather.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I've got an easel.
Got
an easel in the shower with me. Ooh. And I'm going to take out my paintbrush.
Ooh.
And my paintbrush. I'm going to do a little bit of painting on
the
easel.
Hang on, take out your paintbrush and your paint.
Shut it, I'm trying to be sexy. I've got my paintbrush.
Okay.
And I've got my paintbrush.
Oh,
inverted
right, sorry.
Commas. Inverted commas.
I can almost
there.
See you winking at me down the phone.
I am. It's a video phone. I'm painting.
Right, and as you paint that painting, I'm looking at that painting. And I'm thinking, that's pathetic.
What? Wait a minute. Wait,
that's
what?
That's pathetic what? Compared to the work of art that is your body.
Oh, I would buy insurance off you. I would totally buy insurance.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm going bright orange right now. I'm going so orange. Oh,
orange.
I'm going all orange. Oh.
And when you get all orange and when you're bright orange, I think how lucky I am.
Oh, yes.
That
yes.
I met you over the phone.
Oh, I finished my FUBAR radio. I finished my FUBAR radio and I finished my painting. Oh, thank you. What was your name?
My name is Luke.
Thanks, Luke. Well,
what was your name, sorry?
I don't have one. Goodbye.
Oh, call me again tomorrow. Oh, that was sad.
Wow.
Wow.
Whew. I got a bit into that.
You were quite literally bright orange.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Oh, thanks.
You had a really sexy voice, Luke.
I do. Maybe
you're like,
the illness is...
Oh, dear.
I chose quite an unsexy voice tonight. I'm at peak physical fitness, so he had an incredible body.
I found myself just extremely invested in those two characters.
Yeah. You cared a bit, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the important thing.
They both felt very lonely, so...
The important thing with phone sex is you have to care. You have to care about the characters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you want to be able to do a sequel or, you know, whatever. If you want to sell merch...
You want to franchise off that, the back of that.
You want to franchise your phone sex.
You've got to monetize it.
Franchise and monetize your phone sex. That's our tips.
Yeah.
That's what I do, basically.
Yeah.
Franchise and monetize.
On FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, was there a bit of FUBAR Radio in the middle of that?
That's because I totally pressed the wrong button. Just ignore me. It's fine.
Whilst we were pressing the right buttons, am I right?
Yeah. No, back to you in the studio.
Oh, dear.
FUBAR Radio. I love it. I love it. Have you guys ever, like, done phone sex before?
What, together?
I don't even like calling my mum on the phone.
Well, you shouldn't have phone sex with her, so that's all right.
Well,
that's fine.
No! Come on now.
That's fine.
Come on now.
Is it a modern generation thing? I just don't like phone calls. I really don't like phone calls.
I like phone calls.
For work and stuff.
You shouldn't be doing that at work either. All the examples. This is, you haven't tried it in the
like
right
phone
way.
Sex at work is fine.
Yeah.
For work, it's fine, but I just.
Work is fine.
I don't like phone calls,
get
so.
Stuff done.
I'd just rather be there.
What about sexting?
I'd rather be chatting away.
Either's
face
good.
To face.
Either's good. Either's fine, isn't it? Cool. Especially at work.
especially at work.
Or the Tate Modern.
As we've already
established.
I feel like sexting at work could be fun. Brighten up your day if you hate your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just make sure everything is like hashtag NSFW. Just have to do some reading in my head there.
That's important. Always read in your head, guys. Not out loud.
Not
in case what you say is wrong.
Oh.
Don't do it over emails. Don't do it over emails.
Or email sex. Is that a thing?
Hillary Clinton would know.
Exactly.
She lost an election over
emails. Don't do it over emails, guys. Oh, whatever you say on the internet is there forever, and we all don't want to be around forever.
Oh, dear.
If you are around forever, then...
WhatsApp have that whole like encryption thing or whatever now.
Yeah.
So you can have WhatsApp sex.
Yeah, so basically I feel like WhatsApp or Snapchat are maybe the safest places to get a bit frisky digitally.
I prefer to do it over Telegram. So or fax.
As long as they burn it afterwards.
Fax sex.
I'm very old and British and like to do Morse code.
Morse code.
Oh, speaking of Morse code.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I can't, because that's a spoiler for next week's episode.
Oh, no.
Wait, okay, do you want to do some Morse code?
Yeah. I spent, I'll probably be really rubbish now, but I spent like a whole day at Christmas learning Morse code.
What? Fun Christmas then.
You had, oh yeah.
Your family weren't paying attention to you.
Nothing.
What would you like?
Fine, guys. I'll go to my room and learn Morse code.
That's what I did, basically.
That you sulking from now on.
It was an amazing app. I just learnt Morse code off it. But I probably can't remember anything.
Are you ready?
Go on.
Oh, why is that not working?
Oh no.
Does my phone need to be like? Oh, there we go.
Oh, I can't understand that.
Wait, from the beginning.
Oh, it's too much.
Tiesto's new tune.
That's oh, I love it. That was Fubar Radio.
Oh,
was it?
Oh, that's good.
Fubar Radio and Morse code.
I think I remember E. E is for.
Yeah,
four's dash. I can't remember.
Is E just four dashes?
I can't believe this is descended into
E is one dot.
This is descended into one dot.
E is just one dot, mate.
What's four dashes? I can't remember.
Four.
Couldn't tell you.
Rubbish.
Four bar.
We could just look up the Morse code alphabet.
Oh, we
could. How is this like phone sex thing now? Just like Morse code.
Morse code sex.
Pigeon sex. That's what I. Not with a pigeon, but I send messages via pigeons. Via carrier pigeon. But they don't carry anything naughty. They just carry fun, sexy messages for my friends.
What you write with? Is it like a quill?
I write. I licked it.
I'd go even further back.
Is it like,
you know, in the medieval times, how you had
You
had like lanterns like on coasts. Lord of the Rings. I have lantern sex.
All the way.
Beacon sex. I have beacon sex.
Yeah. All the way up to the.
What's that bit? It's like my favourite bit in Lord of the Rings, where it's just like.
Well, they all have beacon sex.
Now we watch that scene. They have beacon sex.
It's like the beacons of Gondor.
Beacons. I can't remember.
I'm feeling horny. Like the beacon of Gondor.
Yeah.
Beacon of Gondor.
That's it. It's the beacons of lit Gondor calls for help, and Rohan shall answer.
There you go. Yeah, Rohan shall answer.
Rohan,
the beacon of Gondor. Light it.
Beacon sex. That's beacon the sex. Original.
The original is the original is dying, decomposing in the shape of sexy letters,
fossil
and
sex.
Becoming oil, and then coming back as plastic. That's the original sext.
Wow.
That is the original one.
Took a few millennia.
Yeah.
Has that person then time travelled already to have an idea of who in the future they're sending that message to?
Hannah, it's all about the foreplay. And if you are not time travelling to meet someone, then going back and just preparing then you're doing it wrong.
But then once they receive the message, you're already dead.
Oh. Sometimes you have to be dead to have sex.
The sad,
sad love story.
Oh, wow.
That's the saddest love story of all.
Yeah, that's what I say.
That's fine. I think we should move on.
Okay. Fine.
You're like, we're fine with that.
We did descend into learning Morse code live on air, so I think that's fine.
I would encourage more young people these days to have beacon sex.
Yeah. Safe beacon sex.
Stand
very far away when you light it and wear glasses and all that stuff. Safe beacon sex, people.
The safe beacon sex people from North Hampshire.
I'm now just trying to figure out how that would work, and I love it. After this next song, we're going to be doing Drunk Advice Live. So make sure you tweet in your questions at FUBAR Radio, or if you want to be a little bit anonymous, then you can email hannah@fubarradio.com, and we will be on Facebook Live, so video as well as radio, right after this song.
Or beacon us.
FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Mark Dalen is on the phone.
There's loads of characters on the show. I mean, Spencer Matthews is a legend. I mean, the way he's approaching it is the opposite to Lewis.
Yeah.
So he's good to watch, but the problem he's got is the social side of it. But, you know, that means that he's obviously undermining his chances, because Lewis is being a good boy.
He's an athlete,
And Lewis is in bed by 10.
I bet they've hooked up with the same girls as well. Yeah,
let's not be indelicate, but there's probably a semen trail that lurks between the two of them.
Every Thursday,
Access All Areas,
from 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
All right, gang, are we ready for Drunk Advice Live?
We have never been readier.
So ready.
And we are also on Facebook Live, so you can head over to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page and you can see us.
Wow.
You can see how gross and sweaty you really are right now.
Yeah.
Also, for people on Facebook Live, here are the sex positions, if you're wondering. Ballerina.
Shall Luke and I quickly do them?
That's the tiara.
Do you want us to do them?
Right,
that's the hot lunch. For people listening, we just did them that quick. It was like, duh, duh, duh.
Yeah.
Pow, pow, pow. Ooh. Okay. Do you guys know the rules for drunk advice?
No, we don't.
Yes.
Oh, Luke does.
Oh,
I don't want to speak for Luke. I mean, I think I do.
One of the be drunk.
Oh, yeah, rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
Yes.
How are you guys doing? You've been on the cider this evening, Luke?
Yeah, I've had a cider.
I've been on the My Peroni.
Do you need another one?
Always.
Oh.
I mean, not always. Drink responsibly.
I'll get you one in the next song break because I can't. I'm trying to host a radio show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to be on a radio show right now. So.
Rule number two. Have a friend with you. In this case, friends. Look at us.
Yay.
Oh. And rule number three, do not take our advice.
Don't take our advice. That is really good advice.
That should come first.
Don't take our advice.
that should be rule number one.
Don't take our advice.
Oh, God. Okay. I just read the first question on this list.
I've already read that one.
Do you want to go for it, Connor?
Well, I mean, I'm gonna hand that one over to you, really.
I don't think it's our forte.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Do you want to read it out first, Hannah? We should probably know.
Okay. I want you boys to give it a whirl, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to start using tampons, but my mum is sceptical. How do I convince her? That's really... I find that really interesting because my mum... had to convince me to use tampons.
Oh, really?
She was just like, tampons are great! You're going to use tampons.
I find it unusual that it's the other way around.
Yeah. Also, you don't... It's your vagina. It's your period.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
But it's the question of how. It's the conversation you have to have, isn't it?
Just empty the bins before your mum does.
There you go. But it's, yeah. Do it. Just do it.
Or just use pads at home, use tampons at school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
But
I don't really
have
anything to add to that because I have no personal experience.
From personal experience, I'm like, don't use tampons, use a menstrual cup. Get a menstrual cup. It's so good.
There's your advice.
Connor, do you want to read another one?
Yeah. So, next one.
Uh-huh.
How do I deal with a really annoying person at work? She smells, chews so loudly, and on the phone to her family all the time, etc., etc. I really, really, really like my job and boss, but I don't want to blow up on her. Help. Firstly, don't blow your boss up. That's not good. That's tricky, isn't
that
it?
That is really tough.
You don't have to blow up, though. I feel like you think you might blow up because this has clearly been eating at you for a while, and you feel like you're going to explode, whereas you need to pretend like it's not been bothering you for this long, so don't explode.
Be diplomatic.
I have not had an office job in, a few years, and I don't really know what that's like. Yeah. Can they go to HR? Is that something that HR would deal with?
I don't know. I feel like the first thing you have to do there is go to the person and be like, hey.
Be diplomatic about it
and be like, I don't know.
Do you mind taking personal calls away from the
desk?
There's
always that thing, isn't there, where it's like HR would tell you, like, you approach the person and mention to them that they phone their family all the time and it's frustrating for you. Like, it's all very well saying that, but actually going up to somebody and being like, hello, yeah, you call your family quite a lot. Could you stop doing that?
Especially someone who you then have to see every day.
Yeah. I mean, also, it depends on the office environment because, I mean, if you work in a vibrant hot desking environment... Sit somewhere else.
You're right. Blow them up. Just blow them up. Don't do what I saw happen, and that was someone was chewing very loudly in the office, and then they tweeted about it and got fired very shortly afterwards because they were talking about their boss online. And, of course, what you say online stays online forever. So don't...
They got fired for that?
Well, not for that, but there was a series of things leading up to it. It was...
Wow.
He also said some other ruder things in the tweet. But so I guess with that, it's be confident and be sensitive to the person because they may not know they smell or chew loudly.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Be diplomatic. Be nice.
Maybe suggest getting some deodorant in the toilets, in the staff toilets.
Get a new job. Move out of the country and get a new job. That's what you need to do. Get as far away from that person as you can.
Sounds great.
Best advice.
Okay. Whew. Hello, Hannah. Please help. How do you stop obsessing over someone you've just broken up with when you have to see them every day at work and you both still like each other, but you need to not have sex with each other anymore because of reasons? Hashtag asking for a friend. Hashtag actually, though.
Oh.
I want to know these reasons.
Me and Luke just broke up.
Yeah,
so
and we worked together.
How do you deal with that?
Ooh.
Well,
how do you not have sex with each other?
Yeah, I just can't do that. It's a sad one, but this one, my immediate gut reaction, and I may be wrong, but it's you've just got to toughen up.
You've got to leave your job.
You've got to leave your job.
Leave your job.
Is it the same person from the two?
It's the other person.
Yeah, it's the other one.
I keep chewing loud and trying to attract them, and they just don't respond to my actions.
I thought they loved how I smelled. You've got to get over it, haven't you? Really, you've just got to toughen up.
I feel like practically, though, in terms of like not having sex with them, because I totally get it when you're like, you like each other and you could very easily just like fall back into bed with them.
Mm.
You have to put up like practical measures in order to like stop yourself having sex with them. Willpower is not enough.
Wow.
And so what you have to do is like make plans with your friends after work.
Right, yeah.
So you can't act like,
to the pub and have a drink.
Yeah, let's have a drink after work.
Oh,
it's like,
no,
you're like, I am busy. I've got this thing to do. And you like, you beeline out of there when it's 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, whatever it is, comes around. You just like, I'm gone.
And
do not talk to them socially.
And it depends on the job, but focus on your job, because that's your career and your life, and just as important as relationships. So
be professional.
Rock the job and put your energy that you were spending looking at each other across the desk into doing your job. Just do your job, guys.
Also,
that is tough, just working together.
Yeah, and also keep reminding yourself of these reasons you speak of. Write a list of the reasons and read that list every time you want to have sex with them.
Yep. I mean, getting yourself into a situation where you work with someone that you... I mean, that's a whole other bit of advice. Working with someone that you're in a relationship with, that's... I would find that very tough.
I don't know how YouTubers date each other.
Yeah, I mean, there's that, yeah. I just... You see each other all the time and in the same room all the time.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Right. Luke, do you want to read? No, not that one.
Okay, the next one is how to be more intimate. How to be more intimate, i.e. cuddling, but not yet ready to introduce to family and so on. Both live at home.
I see. So they can't really come over because they live with their parents, so can't meet the parents, but they want to cuddle and stuff.
Okay.
Go to a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Go to somewhere with sofas.
IKEA. Sit in IKEA for a day.
Sit in IKEA.
Treat one of those living rooms as your own living room and just go for it.
Yeah. Or
enjoy yourself.
Cuddle away.
Yeah, cuddle
just
away.
Just get your family involved. Just all cuddle at home. Just all of you. Just at home. Just cuddle. Just do that.
Suggest to your family that they need a holiday without you.
Yeah.
Pick a day or an evening where your parents have plans.
Yeah.
And they are out of the house. So you can stay home and cuddle.
And cuddle.
And cuddle.
Aww. That's nice.
This is adorable.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I mean, it's a tough one.
I think we all need more cuddles in our lives.
Yeah.
Mm.
We'll have a
great
cuddle after the show, shall we, everyone?
Oh. Yeah.
We'll do that.
That sounds really great. There's a sofa in the other room.
Perfect.
There's sofas right there.
Is it specifically for cuddling?
Cuddle there.
Yeah, it's for like the pre-show and post-show cuddle.
Amazing. Pre-show cuddle.
Or hug, depending on how well it's gone.
Wow.
I love it. Ooh, this person has said, my girlfriend is gone for 2 weeks. What do I do till she gets back? Do you have any friends? Do you have a job?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, do what you do.
Yeah.
You heard earlier, there's the masterpiece. and you would be the first person to wank in a museum. So, or maybe not the first, I don't know. But that's it. Go to Tate Lates. I know they're doing those at the moment. Go there. And
Natural History Museum do Lates as well. Yeah. The V&A have Lates. Oh, there is. Oh, God, I don't know.
Not actually endorsing everyone. It's going to be a swarm. It's weird. All our tickets sold out for Tate Lates this week.
I found this like makeout corner in the V&A museum.
Oh,
which is
really?
Like, I don't know how to describe it because I've not been there for a while.
That's where I know you from.
I'm just like making out in this corner. But there's in one of the rooms, I think it's like in one of the main rooms in the ground floory bit, there's this bit of an of the display, and it goes round the back, and it like goes round the back on both sides, so you can loop yourself round. But round the back of it, it's just dark.
I'm sorry,
path. There's nothing there.
No, I'm sorry, Hannah. You can loop yourself round.
You can go round the back on both sides.
You can walk around on both sides,
and it's connected.
Right. So you're not making. You're not stretching yourself around this display.
You're not hugging a totem pole.
Making out with yourself.
But I'm going to say.
But it's basically just like a dark corner in a museum where you can make out for a bit. That's not what this person is asking.
No.
This person's girlfriend is away for 2 weeks.
Go and do stuff. Make stuff.
Yeah.
Put that energy into something else. Be creative.
I mean, that's always sad when you're like your partner's away, but also time for you time. Like, enjoy yourself and
do things. Distract yourself. And also, like, don't mean to be that person, but if you feel like you've got nothing to do when your girlfriend's away, is your whole life your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Maybe once your girlfriend's back as well, you need to figure out making time for other things.
Yeah, I think you should always work out, like,
balance.
What the balance of what you time is, like, not just all the stuff you do together, but what do you enjoy doing on your own, even when she's around?
No, I've solved it. Spend 4 weeks with a makeup artist and become a completely different person using prosthetics. Find out where
that
your
takes
girlfriend.
4 weeks.
Yeah, sure. You know, like, really get into character. Find out where your girlfriend's gone. Move there. Become the neighbor and introduce yourself, and then you get to hang out with them, but it's not weird.
What then happens when the girlfriend falls in love with this new person, calls the old partner, and is like, sorry, not coming home, I've met someone.
You've reinvented your life, and you become this new person forever, and you have to live in it. You become Mrs. Doubtfire.
I was going to say, isn't this the Mrs. Doubtfire 2 outline treatment?
All right, I've been watching a lot of Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's great advice.
I think that's really great.
Do that.
Definitely not weird. I really like this question.
Yeah.
I'm 18, recently broke up. Is it okay to just go wild a bit? I guess it is, but I need to hear it.
Yes.
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 It's fine.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
Ding.
Where's the bell? Yes.
Ding.
The answer is yes, and you've heard it.
But be safe when you're lighting those beacons, okay? Just be safe. Stand a good 20 metres away.
Find someone from a neighbouring village and light a beacon.
Yeah.
If you want to go wild, whatever your definition of wild is, go wild.
But be safe.
Yeah,
but be safe. Use a condom. Do it because you want to, not because you feel like you should, because you're at a certain age or a certain stage in your life or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do it because it makes you happy. And then the moment that you kind of are realizing, oh, maybe it's not making me happy, then.
Yeah.
And there's also no pressure to go wild. If you try to go wild and it doesn't happen, that doesn't mean you fail at being wild or being single or whatever you want. Just that's what's happened. So there should always be zero pressure, shouldn't there?
No pressure.
I also love that their definition of wild might be completely different.
Yeah.
My definition of wild is watching a Doctor Who marathon.
It's learning Morse code.
It's learning Morse code and going out two nights of a week. That's wild for me now.
Absolute madness.
Wild.
Stay away from me.
How are you standing up right now?
I don't know. I'm 27 and that is the maddest thing I've ever said out loud. God.
Yeah.
What? Okay, we're going to answer some more of your questions right after this.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
All right, guys.
All right, all right, all right.
Let's get back to helping people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. About time.
Help them.
Back to what I do best.
This person has said, I found out that one of my friends has been lying to me for a long time. And what do I do to avoid them?
Ooh.
Well, have you already confronted them and now you're trying to avoid them? Or are you just like going straight to avoiding? Do they know that you know?
Yeah.
That they know.
Yeah.
That you know, that you know, that we know.
Now.
Now that we know as well.
That we know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it needs a bit more context, doesn't it? I mean, if, like, yeah, confront them. Confront them. What
were
they lying about?
People is never the answer.
Yeah. Don't avoid.
You need to be like, you lied. Why you lie?
Yeah.
How does it feel? Yeah. Chat to him because you're friends, isn't it? So you should stay friends if possible.
But if they're lying, we don't know what they lied about.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I mean,
some people just lie, and you have to figure out if you're okay with that.
Yeah, And what, you know, if it's big scale, small scale. Yeah. You'd be lying about little things, yeah, which might not be a thing, but big things might be a thing. That's what we say here at FUBAR Radio. Little things might be a thing, but big things are a thing.
You're good advice, man. I never realised this is
I'm so into
career
it.
For you.
Do you want to read out the next one?
Well, yeah. So good, so.
It reads, how should I deal with GCSE stress?
Ooh. I feel like it's February, right?
Yeah.
Mate, but if you're taking your exam seriously, you could already be getting on it. Yeah, you could be on,
yeah,
it.
I
don't know when exams are. No, because you're out.
GCSEs are like in June.
Yeah, just for summer.
But they start, you start early, don't you? They start earlier and earlier these days.
Well, it depends, because when I did GCSEs, we also had exams in January. Mm. Some of them, for some,
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, taking them early.
Feels like that whole time is exams. I would say organisation.
Oh, and then also coursework.
Yep.
Organisation.
Yes, Luke. Yes.
Yeah.
Post-it notes.
Yeah.
And coloured stationery.
Green spaces. Yeah. Get yourself, if you get too stressed, go to a park.
Go to a park.
Learn in the park. I did a lot of that.
Yeah.
Did a lot of my work in the park.
Revision in parks and stuff. Yeah. And actually revision with like friends and stuff and like
work
testing
parties.
Each other. And
yeah.
Works really well.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
I would get loads of my mates to test me on things for exams.
With each other.
Oh my god. The doing the GCSEs, these people are 15 years old. Yeah. I mean, that's fine, making out when you're 15 is fine. I just feel like.
Don't make out.
They're like 10 years younger.
Don't make out, just learn.
Just learn.
Don't make out,
just learn.
FUBAR Radio.
Oh god, it feels like so long ago that I did GCSEs. I would also say, like, take breaks just with any, like, studying or work.
Yeah, you do that thing where, like, you just rehearse the actor in me. We just rehearse for the exam. You just, like, revise until, like, one in
break.
The morning or something stupid, and it's just, like, it doesn't help.
Doesn't,
like,
help.
Just stop and go to bed and, like, have breaks.
The way that one of my teachers in college, so, like, sick form, the way that they said it was, if you split your day into three parts, so you've got morning, afternoon, evening, you should be working for two of them. And then doing something else for the other one. So either, like, going out and socialising or just chilling out, resting.
Yeah, that's good.
That's, like, a really great way to balance it.
Yeah,
but then it's
really
but it doesn't, like, restrict you in the sense of, like, working 9 to 5 and then doing whatever in the evening. You could have a lion and then work afternoon and evening. Mm,
yeah.
You could work in the morning, go do something in the afternoon.
Masterpiece in the afternoon.
Yeah, have your guitar lesson or masterpiece, each to their own. And then come back and work again in the evening.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
If you're struggling to remember something, learn it as a song.
This is true.
Pointed out to me in science, and you remember song lyrics.
No making
better.
Out, yeah, just learn.
Just songs. I can remember loads of facts about the sun because I know a song about facts about the sun.
Go on, give us some.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Yeah!
Whoa, it's hot. Whoa, it's not a place that you should live. Science is great.
I learned from you. That's great.
Oh my god.
And I genuinely had it. I learned that song and I had a song about the sun in my GCSE.
And you
so I can remember
it in your exam.
Because I sat in my exam going, and I remembered it.
I remember learning, like, you know, that the way that you learn to spell in primary school where you have, like, you spell it out with words.
Mm.
That's
still
how I spell necessarily.
Necessarily.
Like, so
like
it's never...
B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L.
Kind of, but necessarily was never eat celery, eat silly sausage... oh, it's necessary, not necessarily, but never eat celery, eat silly sausage,
first
and
know
remain
what word
young.
You're trying to spell, and then work backwards.
Because I can never remember if it's a double C or a double S. Like,
I can't spell. I just use autocorrect.
But it's silly sausage, so it's double S.
Double
just
S.
Just FYI.
Necessary
and I've known that.
Sausage.
I've learned that from, you know, since I was 7 years old.
That was
old.
A good noise.
That was also not quite showing off. But
whatever.
I've learned that since I was like 7. Whatever.
No big deal. No big deal. Okay.
Next one.
I don't understand this question.
You should read it out, though, because it's got your name in it.
Yeah.
Hello, Hannah. I'm a very sad sports fan.
Aww.
The New York Knicks are terrible, but I still want to love them.
Oh.
Are they baseball?
I'm
going to
go out there and
basketball?
Say they're baseball.
I think
sure.
They're ping pong table.
So they're terrible, but
they're
what should I do?
Table.
They lose so much and it gets me depressed and it's becoming too stressful. Help. Okay, so this is how I dealt with it. because I am a born and raised Manchester City fan. And
so you've got nothing to worry about.
For years, it was the saddest, most depressing period in my life. So basically, you just have to wait it out until they get bought out.
You have to wait it out until there's money.
You can't be a glory hunter.
You can't be a glory hunter.
No, but I've been a Manchester City fan my whole life, so it's not glory hunting, is it?
You've got to be good and bad.
You just got to be there through thick and thin.
Sounds like it's a good job Tom wasn't here, because Tom's a big Manchester United fan. Oh! So what could have kicked off?
I feel like it's like you a said you love them. You know,
it's like a relationship. You've got to be through the.
My other half, read it. I am a very sad relationship fan. My other half is terrible, but I still want to love him.
Oh, well,
what
no, wait, leave them. Leave
love them.
Leave them. Actually, when you do it like that,
leave them. They lose so much, and it gets me depressed, and it's becoming too stressful. Help.
Actually, what you should do is become a super fan, and then you'll go viral. Just become a like mad super fan. You'll make loads of money off it.
Great.
You'll be their only fan there left. You go.
Done.
By delete. I like the way you can't see this, but Hannah is just deleting what we've just fixed.
Done.
Sorted.
Fixed that.
It's just so what I see, the questions that I see, I don't get mixed up. It's part of my whole process here.
Yeah, that's fair.
Last one, let's do it real quick.
Okay.
Luke, you read it.
How to let go and completely recover from a person you want back. I feel like I'm constantly relapsing.
You need to go to rehab.
Oh.
If you're relapsing, you're clearly addicted to this person and you need rehab.
It'll get better.
Relationship rehab is your family and friends.
Okay, good, yeah. I would, yeah, I mean, yeah. I
Buy a Netflix subscription.
I think it's, yeah, I don't know. It's hard.
Or
they get
Amazon
context,
Prime.
Just
there's
be
some
like,
good stuff on Amazon Prime too.
I've got both. Don't want to brag, but I've got both.
I've got my own Amazon Prime, but I use my mum's Netflix.
We're not solving this question. Come on.
Bragging.
Yeah, God. Surround yourself with family and friends. Go out, do stuff.
Yeah.
Meet another person. You'll be surprised there'll be another person.
Don't talk to them. Don't text them. Don't call them. Delete them off social media.
Yes.
Mute them.
Mute them. Block them.
As soon as
everything.
The reason why you're relapsing is because you like see them and talk to them and you're constantly reminded of them. You just need to not be reminded of them ever and then you'll be fine.
Buy a plant.
Good.
Go to IKEA
and
get some cuddles in with someone else.
Buy a cactus
and then buy some. What are they called?
A cheese plant. Buy a cheese plant.
Cactus.
They're easy.
Buy a cactus.
Does it grow cheese?
You can't hug them. I wish.
Oh my god, boys! Thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you guys for listening. Make sure you tune in next week where I have Jazza.
Oh, we love Jazza.
We love Jazza. And you can listen again to the show or download it at foobarradio.com. And it's also available as a podcast on iTunes.
That flew by, Hannah.
I know, so much. Such fun.
That was so
quick. Such fun.
Too
much fun.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
We don't have to get down just to get it on.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes.